Chris Lorton here at WJBM Studio in Jerseyville. With me today, I have Rick Sternfield, owner and operator of the Jerseyville Pawn Shop. Welcome, Rick.
Welcome, Chris.
That's right. Okay, we can cut that out. Okay. Go ahead.
Thanks, Chris, for having me today.
Well, Rick, I understand. Everybody knows where the pawn shop is. It is in the highest traffic area in Jerseyville. More cars go by that point. The old Apple House, which has been the Jerseyville pawn shop for several years. I understand it's the largest pawn shop store in the USA, maybe the world.
Yes, Chris. We have over 2,500 feet of merchandise, two floors. We believe it is the largest pawn shop in the world.
Hey, I'm going to correct you there. It's not 2,500. It's over 25,000.
1,000, okay.
Yes, that's a lot of square footage. I know you're not the most famous pawn shop, but you're pretty well known. How about the most famous pawn shop?
Oh, that would absolutely be, without a doubt, Pawn Stars in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that really kind of put some pawn shops on the map, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. One of the best things that ever happened to the reputations of pawn shops, and to give people interest in pawn shops that would have ordinarily not come in pawn shops.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit, tell the listeners, what does a pawn shop do? What's the service of a pawn shop?
Well, Chris, we help the community out, and we provide small loans for people. No credit checks. You just bring in an item of value. We will loan you on it. If it's something we can use, and you pay some interest on it, and you can redeem your item out, we give you as long as you need, as long as you keep paying your interest.
So, but you also, you will just buy items.
Yes, we, but just buy and sell.
What do you like to buy the most?
We're pretty open there. I mean, we're very versatile. A lot of pawn shops just specify in certain items. We're a lot more open in what we take.
Gold?
Definitely gold. The reason most pawn shops like gold is because it's very liquidable. We can send it off to the refiner and don't have to wait for a buyer to come in.
Electronics?
Yes, we're mainly in the video games and systems, stereo receivers. We really stay away from the small gadget electronics because they plummet in value so quick.
I see. Well, speaking of video games, a few weeks ago, if you remember, I brought my nephew, Tate, who's in sixth grade, and it was his birthday, and I'm his godfather, and I like to, you know, do something special for him. So I got hold of him. I said, "Come on, we're gonna get your birthday present." And he goes, "Okay, where are we going?" I go, "We're gonna go to the pawn shop." He goes, "Oh, fun!" So we go in there, and we're walking around. I mean, if you haven't been in the pawn shop, the place is massive, and it's got everything you can imagine in there. Anything that you would have, maybe have in a home, it's there, you know. And we're looking around. His eyes are as big as saucers, and he's looking. I'm showing him, you know, knives, and there's musical instruments, and there's you know, games and different things. And all of a sudden, up top on a shelf, he spots this Sega Genesis video game from like the 80s, and he's like, "Oh, well, that's probably too expensive." I go, "No, let's get it down." So one of your helpers got it down, and he's like, "Oh man, my dad's gonna love this," and he was so excited about getting it. And the thing was, we bought it. I looked it up on, you know, like on the internet. It was brand new. I mean, it was brand new. It'd never been opened before. And we bought it for 25% of the value that you could have bought it on the internet, you know. So he loved it. We took it to his house and got it set up, and oh man, it was so much fun for him. And do you have that often, where people come in and bring their their people in for birthdays, etc.?
Oh, absolutely. We're definitely a family-oriented pawn shop. And I do remember your nephew, and he's one good-looking kid there.
He is. He got a head of hair on him, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That's, that kid's going to go far in life.
Pawn shops. All right. Over time, they've kind of got a bad name, you know, a bad rap over the years. Tell me your thoughts on the subject. Why did that happen?
Well, pawn shops date back 3,000 years. They originated in China. The Buddhist monks started really the concept of pawnbroking. It expanded out into the Greek days. Roman days has had pawn shops. So it's really, pawn shops has been a staple throughout history. And over the course of time, Hollywood has vilified pawn shops and gave them really a bad reputation. I mean, if you watch some of the old, you know, like Hawaii 5-0,
yeah,
you have the shady little pawn shop that's
right
on the island that as soon as McGarrett needed looking for something, he would go to that pawn shop.
Right.
You know, you have It's a Wonderful Life.
Right. Yeah.
You know, next to the shady pool halls, the pawn shop, and the dance hall girls.
Right.
So
right.
It's Hollywood's really vilified it. So I believe that's where really a lot of the bad reputation comes from, because, I mean, we provide a great service for the working man. I mean, we have ladies coming in there that need diapers, and they need to get a little loan. Construction workers who, you know, they're in between jobs. They'll have to get a loan on their tools in order to get gas for the week.
Right. And not everybody, it's not like you can borrow from dad or borrow from an uncle or borrow from a brother. You know, sometimes you need money and got nobody that can help you out except you can help you out.
Right. So you just bring an item in. We determine what we'd like to loan you on it. You can accept the offer or not. You don't have to sell your item. You get a chance to redeem it, or you can sell your item.
And how about, do you ever have people that they have things at their house? I mean, I've gotten Christmas presents, birthday presents. I look at it and go, I'm never going to use this. But, you know, you take it, you put it on the shelf. What can you do with it? Well, I guess you could take it to the pawn shop. You know, I'm sure that's what that Sega Genesis game was. Somebody got it because it was brand new.
Absolutely.
So there is a lot of value sitting in attics, garages, and closets that could be cash for anybody that has it sitting in their house, couldn't they?
Definitely.
And you will buy, sell, trade, or pawn. Tell me about trading.
We do some trading.
Like, for example, I see something, and I've traded with you before. I had a bicycle that my wife, Brenda, bought. You know, it was a nice bicycle. It was a Schwinn, but she never rode it, all right? So I had a guy working for me that needed transportation back and forth, and he didn't have enough money. He was a cleaner for me, and he didn't have enough money to buy a bicycle. So I took Brenda's bicycle down, with her permission, of course, and she goes, well, I'd never ride it. I go, okay. So I took it down there, and I picked up a really nice bike, and I traded that one in because I didn't need another bike, and you gave me money for it, and I gave you some cash. We just did a trade, like you trade a car, and I brought back a really nice bike. I gave it to my guy, and he loved it, and he was able to get back and forth to work. So, I mean, it was a great trade for me and a great trade for everybody around.
Yes, trading sometimes work out best for both parties.
So, what all do you sell? You got furniture?
Yes, we have furniture, appliances, musical instruments, hand tools, power tools, jewelry, coins, electronics, collectibles, Harley Davidson, beer, memorabilia. We kind of run the gambit of a lot of different types of merchandise.
Yeah, I know. I like, and you got knives.
Knives, that's definitely a big seller. Everybody likes knives.
You got thousands of knives.
We got
every
quite
kind
a few.
Of knife, machetes, just swords from ancient times, or they look like they're from ancient times.
Well, we wish they were from ancient times, but they look like they're from ancient times.
Yeah, great to hang up on the wall.
Right, right.
So you have all these great items, and what I like to do, I like buying gifts in there for Christmas and birthdays. I go in there, and I can, you know, instead of going to the big box store, I mean, I get presents, and I've given presents, you know, went to the local big box store, bought something, but, you know, it's made in China, you know, there's 1,000 of them out there, everybody's getting them. You know, when I go to the pawn shop, I can find something unique. I can find something that's maybe, you know, 50, 60 years old, you know. I can remember one time buying a knife that came from World War II. It was actually a young, like, I don't know how you got a hold of it, but I know it was a big collector's item, and I gave it to my brother-in-law for his birthday. But it was part of Hitler's youth group, you know, and it had that on this emblem and stuff. It was just kind of cool, you know, to have it, you know, just, you know, not that, you know, nobody's for Nazis at all, but just it was a unique
part of history.
Yeah, part of history, just a unique gift.
No, we definitely appreciate your business, Chris. I know you've been shopping there for years now, and I can remember selling you the coins that matched up to the dates of your relatives.
Yep, of the kids.
Right.
I got a silver dollar coins, and they liked it. They got a big kick out of it, you know, because, you know,
Like you said, we like to have unique items that you just can't go to Walmart and purchase.
Question. So you've been in the pawn shop business how long?
24 years now.
24 years. And what do you like about it?
It's different every day. It's never the same thing repetitively. It's something new every day.
Has much changed in the pawn shop business in the last years?
The types of items, like when I first started, VCRs were really a popular item, digital cameras were really a popular item, and now they're pretty much obsolete, and there's always something taking its place.
How about the legal regulations, etc., in the pawn shop? Are they very restrictive?
You have to get a state license and a city license and abide by all the rules and regulations. And the industry is regulated pretty thoroughly.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I imagine it is. So you've been in the pawn shop business for 24 years. That is great. And business has been good in Jerseyville?
Oh, Jerseyville is a fabulous place to... They're extremely pro-business, and they will definitely bend over backwards for you.
Well, that's great. Well, Rick, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it. And best of luck this fall and winter for the holiday sales. I hope things are really good for you.
Well, we definitely appreciate being here, Chris. Thank you for taking the time out to put my side of the story out here. And
well, we thank you for advertising with WJBM Radio. We appreciate that. Give us a shot, and we hope we can make you some money.
Yeah, I mean, the response from you guys' ads has been phenomenal. I've had so many people come in saying, hey, Chris sent me down here, so we definitely appreciate it.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris.